First was a broad strategic suggestion on the need for Ghana to have a broad-based long-term development plan that shall have the buy-in of all key stakeholders, especially the dominant political parties. The Petroleum Revenue Management Act is foundationed on the availability of a long-term national development plan as expressed in the Act. In the absence of such a plan, the allocation is based on ad hocism. That cannot be good for the country. The second issue relates to the fact that, as we speak, there is no petroleum exploration and production law in place. Indeed, the EMP law ought to have preceded the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. This provides room for corruption. Thirdly, there is no petroleum policy document which should guide the exploration and development of petroleum. Fourthly, almost 4 years after the crafting of the law by Parliament, the Minister of Finance has not as yet introduced relevant regulation to streamline the operations of the Act. In the event, a lot of transactions are done at the discretion of the Minister. Some of these actions do not meet the test of transparency and accountability. The regulations for the Act must be brought to Parliament in the shortest possible time. The Public Interest and Accountability Committee could be strengthened so that it could efficiently and effectively perform its duties.
We're talking about an Exploration and Production Act. It's still not in place. Why? And that is what is giving room for people to be doing what they are not supposed to be charged to do. And wherever we allow these things to happen, red flags must be raised. Indeed, we have also spoken to a petroleum policy. There's no petroleum policy in place. So again, it allows people to do whatever they think is fit and proper, which may not benefit this country.